We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the motherfucker.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Yes, and it's colder than Donald Trump's heart on Cinco de Mayo, damn it.
Yes, it is cold out there.
Our God is freezing outside.
It was a lot worse yesterday.
Mother Nature don't care nothing about you.
Let me tell you, I was in New Orleans over the weekend. Shout out to Larry Murrow. We do our birthday party every year. It's my last birthday celebration. And I landed here yesterday. It was so cold. I went home. I didn't leave my house again. I was like, I can't go back outside. It's too cold. My house was cold.
I will say the weatherman called our bluff. I mean, I know that we're talking to a whole lot of people around the country, but here in New York, New Jersey, it was supposed to be a big winter storm. Storm Harper, I think it was called. And I know it affected the East Coast.
Very cold.
It didn't. The snow didn't happen the way they say it was supposed to happen. Like, I was in L.A. on Friday hosting the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards, and all the flights got canceled the next day. So I'm thinking it's about to be bad.
Right.
Didn't happen.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Took a private jet home for nothing.
I seen you on a private jet.
You didn't see me.
Well, I seen the pictures of you on the jet.
Who took pictures of us on the jet?
How else would I know you was on the jet?
I didn't post no pictures.
I didn't say you posted. I said I seen videos with you on the jet.
Or dropping the clues bombs for Bob.
I seen you making everybody food on the jet.
No, I was making myself breakfast.
No.
I wasn't making nobody else breakfast. But salute to Bob Pittman. Listen, we have a great, great boss here at iHeart.
Yes, we do.
Radio.
Shout out to Bob Pittman.
He really cares about his talent.
He does.
You know?
Yes. Shout out to Tom Pullman. Shout out to Thea. I was out in South Africa. Shout out to everybody out in Johannesburg. I went to Johannesburg. I had a show in Johannesburg, and then we went to Durham. And
you guys are international.
I had an amazing time. This is probably my eighth time in South Africa.
I love it
so much. I had such an amazing time. Shout out to everybody out there. I mean, the food is amazing. I went to the nightlife. I went everywhere, all over the place. So shout out to everybody. If you ever get a chance to go to South Africa, you need to go. You need to visit. You need to go to see everything from where Nelson Mandela grew up, where he was raised, where he lived, the Apartheid Museum. I had such an amazing time, and I love it. I go every chance I can go, I go. I really enjoy it.
As soon as they open up an iHeart Africa, I'm out.
iHeart Africa.
I am moving abroad.
Okay. Oh, and I went to the Saints game. That was sad. When I was in New Orleans, I went to the game. And it started off very raucous, loud. It was incredible. And then things got a little downhill from there.
You think?
Yeah, it was pretty bad for them.
It was so sad walking out. I felt like I was leaving a funeral.
They got robbed, though. I mean, it's a lot of times you can watch, you know, football games and say that was
robbed.
The wrong call. That was absolutely a bad call.
Yeah, I don't even understand it because, I mean,
it wasn't a bad call because
there was no call.
Yeah, it was no call. But everybody seen it. It wasn't like it was a tough decision.
That's crazy.
Or maybe a 50-50. No, it was pass interference.
Well, you know, Los Angeles. Okay, New England, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You got to move on now.
We got to
move on. Sorry, New Orleans. You got to move on. We've moved on. February 3rd, we already think about what we're going to eat on Super Bowl Sunday. The snacks, all of that good stuff. Sorry.
Damn.
You know, we didn't need all y'all people from New Orleans coming in Atlanta messing up the city any day.
That was a quick drive, too.
All right, exactly.
That wasn't going to be that far.
Ain't got time for
4 or 5 hours.
Incredible Super Bowl.
Though. Party promoters mad as hell right now. People from L.A. going to travel?
They still going to get it.
They're still going to get it.
They're still going to get it. They would have got it a little more.
They would have got a little more if New Orleans would have gotten there. But yes, they're still going to get it.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about this best kept secret who announced that they are going to be running for president in 2020.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Let's get
some front page news. Now, Sunday, all right, the Rams beat the Saints 26-23, and the Patriots beat the Chiefs 37-31. Did anybody see the fight in here?
The fight? Yeah, of course I watched the fight. Of course I watched Pacquiao Broner. But who cares? Listen, I want to drop one of Clues Bombs for Tom Brady. Okay, I am a Dallas Cowboy fan, but the New England Patriots are by far the greatest dynasty I've ever seen in sports.
Absolutely.
And I grew up in the era of the Chicago Bulls, okay? But the degree of difficulty in football, to go to 9 Super Bowls and win 5, like, Jesus Christ,
I want some money
and
over the weekend,
41,
too.
How old is Tom Brady? 41?
41 or 42,
41 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. We watching something different that we're not even appreciating now, but that would be like something we talk about 20, 30 years from now. Remember that? You remember when Tom Brady?
Mm.
Like, this is rare to see somebody have this level of excellence in any field.
And if you didn't see the fight, Pacquiao beat Adrian Broner.
I mean, and if you thought otherwise, then you just don't watch boxing.
Adrian Broner didn't believe
now,
that.
I rooted for Adrian Broner. I was rooting for him, but I knew he wasn't going to win the fight.
Would you bet on him?
Absolutely not.
No.
No way.
Yeah.
All right.
I bet on Pacquiao and won some money. But anyway, what are we talking about, E?
Senator Kamala Harris has announced that she is running for president in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she did release a statement, and she appeared on ABC's Good Morning America. Here's what she said.
Truth, justice, decency, equality, freedom, democracy. These aren't just words. They're the values we as Americans cherish, and they're all on the line now. The future of our country depends on you and millions of others lifting our voices to fight for our American values. That's why I'm running for president of the United States.
Well, you know what? When Kamala Harris was here last year, she said that she was going to announce, if she decided to run, she was going to announce her presidency here on The Breakfast Club. So she's already not keeping promises. We actually have that clip
if you want to hear it.
Oh, okay.
Here she is on The Breakfast Club.
Criminal justice policy, we have been offered a false choice. You know, the public health model tells us if you want to deal with a health epidemic, smartest, most effective, and cheapest way to deal with it is prevention first. If you're dealing with it in the emergency room or the prison system, it's too late and it's too expensive. Let's be smart in knowing that if we really want to have public safety, let's prevent crime from happening in the first place, which means focusing on communities that we know need more economic support, need more pathways to economic health and success, doing what we need to do to recognize that there's a direct connection between public education and public safety.
Well, that wasn't a clip.
Yeah, that was.
I'm sure you.
But that was her on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, that was her on The Breakfast Club.
I wasn't here that day. So what else did she say? She said she announced it here, but that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. So she's already not keeping promises. But I'm glad that she's running in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, they're giving her so much hell for her her criminal justice record.
They're giving her a lot of hell for that.
Yeah, but I've always liked like her Back on Track program, that pioneered job training for nonviolent first time offenders. It diverted people who were largely arrested for crack offenses into jobs and substance abuse treatments and apprenticeship programs.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
We talked about her legalizing weed.
She said she wants to decriminalize marijuana. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we actually have her talking about that on The Breakfast Club.
We need to decriminalize marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem with mass incarceration in our country. And let's be clear, the war on drugs was a failed war. It was misdirected. Now more people are understanding it when we talk about the opioid epidemic, that when you're talking about substance abuse, that's a public health matter. That should not be thought of as a criminal justice matter. And so what we need to do is recognize that we have to get people into treatment where that is appropriate. But as it relates to incarcerating people for marijuana, I think it is long overdue that we recognize we need to change the system.
Yeah, man. I mean, she enacted the first statewide implicit bias and procedural justice training in the country, made our officers wear body cameras. She started patent and practice investigations into discriminatory actions. You know, I don't know. I see people questioning her criminal justice record, but I still think that she has a lot of progressive plans for criminal justice reform moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and she's been very active. I love the things that she's done when she's questioning people.
Oh,
you get
yeah.
to see her get people stuck. But I'm sure she'll be great at speaking for herself. Anybody who's running for president, as you know, is going to come under fire.
Kamala is a worthy, worthy candidate. Like, I want to see who else is running, but, you know, I've been hoping Kamala throws her hat mm-hmm. in the ring for a while now.
Yeah, other than she going to Howard University, I love her.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
All right. Petty as hell.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend or bad morning or whatever it may be. Call us up right now, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jazz calling from Chicago.
Hey, Jazz, good morning. Get it off your chest.
She said
okay,
Jazz.
Okay, well, first of all,
no, she said Jess.
I want to drop one of Clue's bombs for Uncle Sharla for finally taking out that intro for claiming to be the ruler of rubbing people the wrong way. It took too long in this day and age of the Me Too movement. And secondly, Uncle Sharla, I have a question for you.
Wait, first of all, that has nothing to do with anything sexual when I say I rub you the wrong way.
He definitely rubs me the wrong way.
I say I'm the prince of pissing people off. The prince of pissing people off, ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
When he passes me, he rubs me the wrong way all the time. Go ahead, Jess.
It was metaphorical. He didn't literally touch
anyone. And also, Uncle Sharla, how do you sit down with Kanye West and not ask him the one question that the hip-hop community wants to know?
What's that?
What's the question?
Did Amber Rose in his booty?
Oh, my God.
That's what hip-hop wanted
to
know?
Well, he didn't want to rub him the wrong way,
yes,
so.
Well, first of all, this is why it's good to be a media personality for a long time. If you go back and you watch Kanye West's second Breakfast Club interview, we definitely asked him about getting fingers in the booty.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back and watch that.
Yes.
And also, Angela Lee, I saw that video of Bush, Dill, and Betty.
That would be auntie.
And we need that animal off the street. We need that thug off the street. I hope you press charges.
Okay, let's get into it.
What thug? What happened? What I miss?
What happened?
You don't even know what she's talking about.
No, no.
I'm
going
to look it up.
No.
Let's get into it.
She better see like something happened to
something
you.
Something happened to you, yeah.
I don't know. It has nothing to do. Nobody rubbed me the wrong way.
She called you uncle. Not even auntie. She confused. Christian!
What's going on, MV?
Get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm calling because I really never knew how difficult it was to just give away money.
That's not that you difficult.
Know? Well, this is the part where y'all be like, what are y'all trying to give away? Okay, you're not going to say that, but I'll say it for you. My friends and I.
I ain't even hear what you say. Once you started talking about giving away money, I blacked out.
Nah, but my friends and I, we're a group of Hampton alumni, group of young men that came together to form a foundation,
mm-hmm.
SBGSFoundation.com, and we're giving away a scholarship to a graduating high school senior male who is going to attend the HBCU.
That's dope.
So if anybody out there is looking to get a scholarship, graduate high school, senior male, look up the SV as in Victor, G as in God, S foundation.com, or .org.
Oh, so you're
trying to give away money and nobody
wants
that money.
Nobody wants it, is what
correct.
You're saying.
Exactly. We're just trying to get the word out that we're giving away money, and we need applicants. We got a lot of money to give away. We did a Cap City Christmas party, raised over $20,000. We got money to give away. We just need applicants.
Y'all got social media?
Yes, sir. SBGS Foundation on Instagram.
Are y'all posting the flyer, letting people know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed.
Oh, okay. Well,
and this is another tactic to the marketing scheme coming on the hottest morning show in the world.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to give away money after this.
Well,
now.
At least
right,
you know.
You, bro.
At least you know who the hottest morning show in the world is. God damn it.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Big Chocolate the Toe Sucker. How we doing, gang? Good morning.
What's up, Big Chocolate the Toe Sucker?
All right. So, you hear you talking about football. The football games, you hear a famous rock song, We Will Rock You, right?
Correct.
So, I got a version of that, and this goes out to the white guy in the studio, your camera guy with the flat butt, right? Check it out. I am a black man. You are a white man. I'm going to show you how to eat soul food one day. I got collard greens on my face. What a great taste. I will show you how to eat soul food.
Yo, man. Why do you wake up in the morning thinking like this?
Yeah, why?
Do you smoke before you like call us?
Something.
Like,
creative and funny.
All right, if you say so. Right? If you say so.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
Corny.
All right. We're snack man when you need them.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, Envy? This is your boy, Big L. They call me Lawrence. I'm from North Carolina.
What's up, Big L, a.k.a. Lawrence from North Carolina? What's up?
That's right, man. It's my birthday today, man. I just turned 24.
Happy birthday,
Big Lawrence.
Thanks, Ye. Oh, my gosh. I've been a fan since day one, y'all. When everyone thought I was crazy from listening to y'all's show, but now everyone's on y'all's show now. Everyone sent me clips and everything. I'm like, yeah, I've been on Breakfast.
First of all, nobody ever thought you was crazy for listening to us, sir. Okay?
Who are these haters?
Everyone thought I was crazy, man, but every time I try to pull up on Breakfast Club, it's like, oh, here we go. But, I mean, now everyone's on it.
Right. Well, you were a trendsetter.
There you go.
We appreciate your support.
Also, I want to shout out to Logic. It's his birthday too.
So Logic, who?
The rapper.
Logic, the rapper. Man, I know how you feel about Logic, but man. He's a really great guy, man.
What do you mean? How I feel about Logic? I don't have no feelings about Logic.
You said you don't like him. Why do you act like you didn't know who he was?
I don't dislike Logic's music. I just don't listen to Logic's music.
Okay, that's cool. And another thing too, Envy. Anderson .Paak, man, he's a musical legend, man. Y'all got to give him more respect when he comes back up there on the Breakfast Club.
Anderson .Paak.
We gave him a whole lot of respect when
like
he came
Anderson
up here.
I like Anderson
.Paak. The interview was kind of weird, man. Even the second one, y'all didn't really know him. Like,
I wasn't even here.
He was here the second one.
So shut up.
We definitely showed him a lot of love, but thank you, though.
The only good thing you said about him was either he was going to be a legend or become crazy. That was the only thing good and funny about the interview.
Who? I wasn't even here.
he came up with that question in his mind.
I wasn't even here when Anderson .Paak came this last year.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Top Choice out of Jacksonville, Florida. Duval County, baby.
Duval! What's happening?
Hey. Yeah, man. I just want to get off my chest, man. Child support put a lien against my account for $21.67 right before Christmas, and they're just not taking it off.
Well, you should have had that $21.67 then.
Listen, it wasn't me. It was my job. They ain't paid the damn people like they're supposed to.
They ain't paid the who? The people?
They ain't paid child support. Man, I did everything I was supposed to do.
Oh, so you said your job didn't pay child support for you.
Yeah.
All right, you fool around and go to jail for $21.67 if you want to.
Yeah, you bugging.
Hey, listen, I was mad as hell. Like, that shit had my whole account froze.
We back, baby.
Yeah, you back in the black now. Mm-hmm. You ain't in the red no more.
I'm back good now. I appreciate y'all. I finally got through. I've been calling for, like, months. I definitely want to say hello to Angela Yee.
Hey.
DJ Envy, man. Let the people choose what they going to meet, man.
All right, bro.
He definitely not doing that, sir.
I know. I'm going to still keep listening, though. I love y'all, man.
We love you back.
All right, thank you.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about a couple who renewed their vows over the weekend. Also, Ariana Grande. She's being accused of copying songs for her new single, Seven Rings.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, this is literally just in. According to French officials, Chris Brown and two other people are in custody. That's because a woman filed a rape allegation in Northwest Paris. Now, according to the woman, she alleges that she was raped at Chris Brown's hotel suite on the night of January 15th. According to police, one of the others being held is Chris Brown's bodyguard.
Yikes.
According to the report, the woman says that she followed the singer to his hotel room where the incident allegedly occurred. So we will keep you updated, but right now, he is still in custody as they investigate.
And people gonna probably believe it because of his past. I can see social media now. He has a history of violence against women. Mm-hmm. So they probably already going in on him.
All right, well, we'll keep you updated on what's going on with Chris Brown in Paris. Mm. Now, Waka Flocka and Tammy Rivera, they renewed their vows in Mexico over the weekend, so congratulations to them. Now, Tammy Rivera told People Magazine, "I told Waka that if we made it 5 years, I wanted my dream wedding. Today, my dream has come true. I'm marrying my best friend and soulmate all over again. When God made Waka, he wrote my name beside his." Now, Waka Flocka said, "8 years ago, I remember chasing Tammy down, grabbing her by the arm. I had to keep her purse so she wouldn't leave me, and I knew then that she would forever be mine."
Listen, if you're, well, congrats to them. If you're 6'6" with dreadlocks, you can't just be running up behind women taking their purse talking about don't leave me unless you're gonna be,
well,
mine.
It worked in this particular situation.
It did work, yes.
Now both of them they're both on Marriage Boot Camp Hip Hop Edition, by the way, ironing out whatever issues they have. As you know, that's been filmed already because Soulja Boy was up here talking about that, so I'm sure a lot of these things played out before they got married over the weekend.
Or drop on the Clues Bombs for the Flockers. I love black love. It's a beautiful thing.
All right, Ariana Grande, her new song, Seven Rings. A lot of people are talking about it, and it's not all positive. It's supposed to be a women's empowerment song, but the issues are with other artists. Now, Princess Nokia had this to say about, she believes that Ariana Grande stole her lyrics and flow.
Did that sound familiar to you? Oh my God.
Does that sound familiar?
Sound more like Soulja Boy's.
All right, well, Soulja Boy, of course, has also said that Ariana Grande stole his swag from Pretty Boy Swag for the song Seven Rings. Here's what he said.
Yep, just another Ariana Grande, just another lost soul who needs to pay homage to their OG Soulja Boy.
Yes, Soulja Boy started posting under her Instagram page, calling her a thief. He said, LOL, stop stealing my swag, word.
Well, nothing new. White artists been stealing.
Give me my credit, period.
Well, white artists been stealing from black artists since the beginning of time. That's what they do. That's what the whole movie Get Out was about. White people stealing black people's essence. Everybody wants to be an N-word, but nobody wants to be an N-word.
Now, 2 Chainz also commented.
They stole from 2 Chainz too?
The music video, the visuals were very similar to his own music video, his door swinging music video. Both of them have hot pink trap houses. He said, trying to figure out if I should big Draco at Ariana Grande. Y'all tell me in the comments. And that's when he posted that.
The only difference between, white people stealing from black people now is social media. Because now the black artists can call them out in real time.
All right, so we'll keep you updated because now there's some back and forth that's been happening on social media, which led to Ariana Grande having to apologize because she's also being accused of appropriating.
She apologized for it, though?
Yeah.
So she did steal it?
No, not for that.
Oh.
For some other comments that were made about her having a weave. She said, "You like my hair? Gee, thanks. Just bought it. White women talking about their weaves is how we're going to solve racism." Now, obviously, that was very insensitive because clearly that's not all the backlash is about when people steal our culture. And Ariana Grande said, "Hi, I think her intention was to be like, yay, a white person disassociating the negative stereotype that is paired with the word weave. However, I'm so sorry if my response was out of pocket or if it came across the wrong way. Thanks for opening the conversation."
There's a negative stereotype paired with the word weave?
People be acting like there's a problem with women having weaves, black women in particular. Oh,
really?
All the time. People be like, oh, why would you have a... You saw the issue with Meek Mill talking about
That was lace fronts, though. That's understandable. Fronts. But women's...
Men can't really comment
weave?
On women's hair, period.
That's very true.
And people don't understand it's a protective hairstyle at times. It's not just because I want to have this Malaysian type of hair.
I don't think nobody got a problem with weave.
They do. A lot of guys will be like, I don't mess with girls with weaves. Well, all the time.
I can't even tell anymore who has weaves. I can't tell who has weaves and who doesn't have weaves anymore.
You can tell when you touch someone's head.
You don't mess with girls if you don't mess with girls who got weaves.
People will try to say that, though.
And lace fronts do look suspicious. So I can understand Meek Mill's.
What do you mean they look suspicious?
Just a little suspicious.
All right. Now, Wendy Williams has been hospitalized, and she has delayed her show yet again for the 3rd time. She won't be returning anytime soon. She's now been hospitalized for complications from her Graves' disease. Previously, we talked about how she fractured her shoulder. She's been on the mend. Well, now, according to a statement, she's experienced complications regarding her Graves' disease that will require treatment. She will be under the strict supervision of her physicians, and as part of her care, there will be significant time spent in the hospital. So,
is the show on?
It's going to be running with other people, not her.
Did it start yet or still hasn't started yet?
They're going to air repeat episodes the week of January 21st, and then they're going to have original episodes with a variety of hosts starting next week.
Oh, prayers up for Wendy. You know, I wish her the best. I don't think she's being honest about what's really going on in her life.
Well, she does have Graves' disease, though, right?
That's true. And that could ultimately, you know, that could ultimately ruin you, though, when people find out the truth, because the truth always reveals itself.
But what's the truth?
I wish her the best. I don't know what the truth is, but I'm just saying, I personally don't feel like she's being honest. That's just my opinion. But
okay.
I'm going to tell you something. You know who needs their own daytime TV show?
Who?
Angie Martinez. I was watching Angie Martinez
on
Page 6 TV yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Angie Martinez isn't doing her own daytime TV show is crazy to me. That's who needs
like
to have
coming.
Their own show. It's got to be coming, right?
I hope so.
Like, you got to see that for Angie Martinez. Like, I'm watching her on Page 6 like, Angie should be on daytime television. Like, right now.
All right.
Drop
well.
One of Clues Bombs for Angie Martinez. One of you TV companies and networks and production companies, do the right thing.
And she's hosting all week on Page 6 TV, too, so you can catch her all week.
Announce that news here.
Incredible.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right, we got front page news next.
We're going to talk about the 2020 elections, find out who's running. We're excited.
Okay, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah. Got to turn our microphones on, rookie.
It's on. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, the Rams beat the Saints 26-23, and the Patriots beat the Chiefs 37-31.
We say that so nonchalantly.
Both in overtime.
The New England Patriots are going to their ninth Super Bowl.
Yes, they are.
With Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Okay, drop on a clues bomb for Tom Brady. Greatest quarterback of all time. Probably greatest football player of all time. And we're not going to appreciate watching Tom Brady until he's long gone.
Hmm.
Okay?
And also, Pacquiao beat Adrian Broner over the weekend.
Okay. No surprises there.
All right. Now, what else are we talking about, Yee?
Well, let's talk about this video that was circulating over the weekend. When I first saw it, I was very upset and angry. It shows white high school students. They're from Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky. And they are mocking a Native American elder. He's playing the drums, and it looks like the students are surrounding him and basically just being disgusting and rude. Well, now they've released another video showing what happened prior to these high school students. And what was going on was there were some Hebrew Israelites that were shouting racist, according to the news, right? Members of the Hebrew Israelites were shouting at the participants of the kids' rally. The kids were coming from another rally called March for Life. So they were going back to the buses, to their meeting space. But then there was also another march going on at the same time for indigenous people. So here's what happened.
Let's make America great again. A bunch of child molesting.
You got all these dirty ass crackers behind you,
right,
with a red Make America Great hat again on, and your coon ass, you want to fight your brother.
A bunch of incest babies. A bunch of babies made out of incest.
So it's the Black Israelites' fault.
Well, they started talking to these students.
Okay.
That's what happened prior to the video that we saw where they were confronting the Native American elder.
Well, I heard they didn't really confront the Native American elder. I heard the Native American elder walked over
to
keep the peace.
He was trying to play the drums and do this whole peace drumming.
And to keep the peace between the Black Israelites and the white people.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. And so the video that you see, it looks like they're taunting the Native American elder when really his name is Nathan Phillips. He was there just trying to spread some love.
That's what and let's be clear. You know, I know people were saying that those Caucasians were mocking the Native Americans. But let me tell you something about drums. When you hear some good drums, okay, from Native Americans or African people, you're going to start the moving and grooving, okay? Yeah, I don't care what type of racist you are. And you got to be a soulless person not to move when you hear some good drums going, okay?
All right. Well, we're just giving you some context.
And I still
because I know a lot of people saw that video over the weekend were very angry.
I still don't quite know what's going on in that video.
I don't know 100%, but there's still different sides to the story that we're trying to piece together.
That's why I don't react to videos I see on social media anymore, because everything is out of context online. Everything.
Now, Nick Salmon is a high school student that actually was involved in the incident. He's the one that was, he said he was confronted by the Native American protester. He said he was getting ready to get on the bus, and that's when everything happened. He said the protesters were saying hateful things. They called us racist, bigots, white crackers, incest kids, other derogatory terms. He said, I'm not sure what they were protesting. I did not interact with them. I did hear them direct derogatory insults at our school group. So he goes on to say that he was not trying to cause any problems. He was actually just trying to defuse the situation as well.
I didn't hear nobody say this crowd is heavy on the mayonnaise, though. That's the one I was waiting for. Oh, boy.
All right, and shout out to Kamala Harris. Senator Kamala Harris is running for president in 2020. She did make that announcement on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what she had to say.
Truth, justice, decency, equality, freedom, democracy. These aren't just words. They're the values we as Americans cherish. And they're all on the line now. The future of our country depends on you and millions of others lifting our voices to fight for our American values. That's why I'm running for president of the United States.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yep. All right.
I've been wanting to see Kamala throw her hat in the ring for a long time.
You think Bernie Sanders is about to throw his hat in the ring again, too?
I don't know. But I know if he does, I'm going to give strong consideration to Bernie as well. Because I feel like, you know, we didn't really give Bernie strong enough consideration a couple years ago. You know,
all right.
I think that we bought into the, oh, he can't win, yada, yada, yada rhetoric.
We're going to see what's going to happen. A lot of people are throwing their hat in the ring. I think there's four women so far on the Democratic side of things.
Yeah, and I see people saying Kamala isn't a progressive prosecutor and they're questioning her criminal justice record. But, I mean, she started things like the Back on Track program, which created job training for nonviolent first-time offenders and diverted people who were largely arrested for crack offenses into jobs, substance abuse treatment. So, I mean, I don't know. She seems progressive to me.
All right, well, that is your front page news.
I'm sure we'll hear from her more. All right, now, when we come back,
she was on The Breakfast Club last year, too.
She was.
If you need a crash course on who Kamala Harris is, you can go to the Breakfast Club YouTube page and watch that interview with
Google
her.
Google it. Mm-hmm. All right, now, 800-585-1051. We were talking Nikki Giovanni behind the scenes.
Yes, I saw this clip circulating on Instagram, you know, and I thought it was a very interesting rhetoric that she was saying. It was a conversation between Nikki Giovanni and James Baldwin.
We have the clip.
Of course you can lie to me, and you will. If you love me and you're going off with Maddie someplace, you're lying to me. Because what the hell do I care about the truth? I care if you're there. And why are you going to be truthful with me when you lie to everybody else? You lied when you smiled at that cracker down the job, right? Lie to me, smile. Treat me the same way you would treat him. Because I've caught frowns and the anger. You come on when I catch hell. Because I love you, I get least of you. I get the very minimum. And I'm saying, you know, fake it with me.
Mm.
Is that too much of the black woman to ask of the black man?
All right, so let's break this down.
First of all, it warms my heart to hear Cracker twice in
I bet it does.
4 minutes on the breakfast.
So wait.
800-585-1051.
Oh,
I guess she's saying, do you want your spouse to be fake happy at home like he's fake happy at work?
That's exactly what it is.
I don't want you to act the same way at home as you do at work. But I want you to be real happy.
But that's the thing, though. She's saying that, you know, you sit up in these white people's face that's kicking your back in, and you smile and you grin and you're all happy with them, but then you come home and
you're stressed out.
You bring that rage home and you stress me out because you know I actually love you and you know I'm going to put up with it. So how are you treating people who don't love you better than you're treating the person you actually love? So she's saying, yo, be fake happy with me too then. If you can be fake happy with them people that hate you, be fake happy with me as well.
All right.
I don't see why there's no middle ground. Though. Why do you have to come home and be fake happy and or either stressed and angry and take it out on me? Why?
But I do understand what she's saying because it happens a lot, and I'm sure it happens with you, Charlamagne.
What you mean? Why you got to be so happy with me?
Because I'm saying,
you married too.
I'm saying
you got beige rage that you take
home. You sound angry right now.
And I said it happens to you as well.
You so, didn't say with you.
Yes, I did. You're not listening.
Oh.
See, that's your problem. You don't listen. That's what
you don't talk to me like my wife.
See, that's the problem. You don't listen. 800-585-1051. You're stressed out through your work day, and who do you take it out on? Your wife when you
get home.
I
don't do that. I learned a long time ago.
You used to do it.
No, I never have done that.
I did.
You know what I'm saying? I'd go to therapy, you know, because
you just started going to therapy.
Well, I just feel like it's unfair to bring your problems home
you just went
and
to
put them on the shoulder
ago.
Of your woman. Okay, my wife got three kids that she got to take care of. You know, she got a house that she holding down. I don't got time to be bringing my BS home and dumping it on her. I think that's very unfair.
That is
so
very unfair.
Ain't nobody stressing you at work.
800-585-1051.
What?
She said nobody's stressing you at work.
I don't have stress at work.
Exactly. So you're not going to go home and bring stress home anyway.
Exactly. My life is amazing.
800-585-1051. Do you bring the stress and problems that you have at home and your wife? That's what we're talking about. 800-585-1051. Do you want to be
fake happy?
You want your spouse to be fake happy
there
at home? That is the question. Call us up right now. We'll talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking Nikki Giovanni. She had a conversation with Alex Baldwin. And
it was James Baldwin. Oh.
James Baldwin, I will come over there and fight your ass if you ever confuse James Baldwin with Alex Baldwin ever again.
And his name is Alex Baldwin.
I want to throw a chair at him.
You just said it wrong.
What did I say?
His name is Alex Baldwin.
Whatever, ye. F the white man. Okay, it don't matter if I get the white man's name wrong. But if you ever mistake James Baldwin for Alex Baldwin ever again, and we fighting on this radio.
You gotta say the right name. What's the right name?
Oh, I don't care. I just know who James Baldwin is, and that's what matters.
All right. Oh, my God.
Well, let's play the clip.
Where am I?
Of course you can lie to me, and you will. If you love me and you're going off with Maddie someplace, you're lying to me. Because what the hell do I care about the truth? I care if you're there. And why are you going to be truthful with me when you lie to everybody else? You lied when you smiled at that cracker down the job, right? Lie to me. Smile. Treat me the same way you would treat him. Because I've caught Browns and the anger. You come on when I catch hell. Because I love you, I get least of you. I get the very minimum. And I'm saying, you know, fake it with me. Is that too much of the black woman to ask of the black man?
So let me ask you, Yee.
What?
Are you stressed at work and sometimes you gotta...
Listen, I love the fact that when I'm stressed out, I can tell my boyfriend, but I think it's just how you handle it. Like, I don't take it out on him, but we'll talk about it and then move on. And I think that's a good way to be. And I love when he's able to talk to me about what's going on in his life and be honest about it. And that way I can help him emotionally however that I can.
All right, 800-585-1051. Do you want your spouse to be fake happy at home? I mean... My wife wants the real. If I'm upset, if I'm mad, if I'm stressed, if I'm happy, she wants it the real at home. She doesn't care. She doesn't like the fakeness. No, whatever it is, it is. Let's deal with it at home.
Listen, the only problem I have, honestly, is shutting down because I don't want to vent to my wife. I think it's very unfair to her because we have kids. She's holding the house down. She has a life, too. She's got issues of her own she's probably dealing with. So I don't need to bring my baggage home and put it on her shoulders and stress her out. So I know exactly what Nikki Giovanni is saying.
But you don't be fake, though.
I mean, I don't think it's being fake, but I do think it's sucker stuff to treat people who don't care about you better than you treat the person you love. If you can put on a happy face in front of people that you don't like, then you should be able to put on that happy face in front of your significant other. Like, I think it's a way to, you know, vent about what's going on in your life.
And then
but still
on.
Be happy about it. Like, yeah. I'm not going to come home and bring that rage to my wife. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's some real stuck and stuff to treat people but who don't care about you better
than
I'll
tell my boyfriend, I'll be like, look, I had a tough day. Why don't we go do something fun so I could take my mind off of that? And it's all good.
Yes.
But it's also, a lot of people are really stressed out at work. I mean, thank God we're not stressed out at work, but there are a lot of people that really have it bad and stressed out and that's going through a lot and that's dealing with a lot.
And sometimes we're very fortunate.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. So sometimes going home, it is tough for them.
Yeah, but don't go home and then wild out on your wife because you really want to wild out on your boss. That's misdirected
and that
anger.
That happens a lot, though. I'm sure that happens
And honestly, that's whack. I think that's why this conversation is so important because, once again, it's really sucker stuff to treat people who don't care about you better than you treat the person you love. So I think what Nikki Giovanni is saying, if you can smile in these people's face that don't like you, you better bring that same energy home. Okay.
I just want you to really like me and not just smile and put on a fake face.
But it really happens a lot, and I definitely know it happens a lot with people with their family. People take it out on their wife, take it out on their kids. They're mean to their kids because they have nowhere to let that. They have nowhere to let it go. They get beat pretty much all day long, and then when they go home, they need that release. And sometimes I know a lot of people take it out on their family.
And that's why therapy is so important. You got to go find somebody to talk to and vent to and get this out to, so you don't bring that kind of energy home.
Go for a nice run in the park too. That helps.
It's too cold. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Marcus.
Hey.
Do you want your spouse to be fake happy at home, or are you fake happy at home, bro?
I mean, it's the same thing goes with anybody, even y'all, right? If y'all had a rough day at work, and who wants to sit there and have someone be fake to them? So, you know how they say, oh, a shoulder to cry on becomes a penis to ride on. I mean, you should have
heard that.
What penis are you talking about?
A shoulder to cry on becomes a penis to ride on. Get that on a t-shirt right now for me.
What?
No, basically comments in the sense of, If you're not confining inside your wife, or if your wife's not confining inside you, she's gonna use it to confine in someone else. Next thing you know, your homie knows all your problems, or her homie knows all her problems, and they're using it against you. And you're wondering, dang, okay, you never come to me for your stress, you never come to me for your issues, because they're going to someone else.
See, I don't think that's what Nikki Giovanni is saying. I think Nikki Giovanni is simply saying, you in front of these people's face all day that don't like you, but you smile and you're happy, but then you come home and treat me bad because you can, because you know I love you. I don't want the least to you. That's all she said. She said, I want you to smile in my face the same way you smile in them people's face. If you can fake it for them, you can't fake it for the one you love.
Like sure she's talking about someone specific, because I haven't.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I don't know about that. I want you to feel like I could drop the facade when I come home.
800-585-1051. Do you want your spouse to be fake happy at home? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Nikki Giovanni. She had a conversation with James Baldwin, and this is what she said.
Of course you can lie to me, and you will. If you love me and you're going off with Maddie someplace, you're lying to me. Because what the hell do I care about the truth? I care if you're there. And why are you going to be truthful with me when you lie to everybody else? You lied when you smiled at that cracker down the job, right? Lie to me. Smile. Treat me the same way you would treat him. Because I've caught Browns and the anger. You come home and I catch hell. Because I love you, I get least of you. I get the very minimum. And I'm saying, you know, fake it with me. Is that too much of the black woman to ask of the black man?
So we're asking, do you want your spouse to be fake happy at home?
I don't want my significant other to be fake happy. I want them to be real happy. But to get to real happiness is a process. It's a journey. But don't walk around all day smiling in everybody's face. But when you come home to me, you angry, yelling at me, taking out your frustrations on me. I want the same energy you give the white man.
See, but I also think that, you know, in this situation, us up here, we're pretty fortunate. But there's a lot of people out there that hate their jobs, that go through a lot. I just remember my mom going to work and hating her job, hating her coworkers, hating her bosses, being stressed out. There was nothing she could do because she had to work there, because she had to pay mortgage, had to pay for me to go to school. So when she got home, she was stressed the F out. So
man, I had a job I hated before.
She had to take it out on somebody. So she did have those conversations with me and my dad. And sometimes it was taking that stress and relieving that stress. So I understood it. You know, I'm fortunate that I don't have the same thing.
It's the difference between having conversations with your significant other and like just coming home and being downright mean to your significant other because you can't be downright mean to the white man.
But she wasn't mean, but she was stressed out, and you can understand she wasn't happy, but she was stressed out at times.
I had a job that every single morning I woke up, I was like, I should call out sick today, and I couldn't wait to not have to be there anymore. And it is stressful when you come home, but I do think it's important for you to be able to discuss things, not be mad at the person you're with, but that's a process too.
Yeah, and I mean, listen, being stressed at your job is understandable, but it still doesn't give you the right to go home and scream on your significant other, and I think that's all Nikki Giovanni is
but
saying.
But I don't want to be fake happy, because being fake happy is you repressing how you really feel, and it's eventually going to come out in some way.
Yeah, I don't want you to be fake happy, but I want you to put on a smiling face the same way you put on a smiling face all day, every day for these people that don't like you. Don't come in this house yelling and screaming at me, balking at me because of what you can't do in the outside world. That's some sucker stuff to me.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, DJ Envy. This is Margaret.
Hey,
I'm a
Margaret.
Brooklyn girl that lives in Florida.
Hey, Margaret. How you doing this morning?
Sorry for you.
Yeah, Charlamagne, you get us every time. And every time I hear a story, I go, oh, my God, we're getting a donkey again.
I wouldn't mind being in Florida right now, though.
Now, we're asking, do you want your spouse to be fake happy at home?
Well, here's the thing, DJ Envy. I actually posted that piece yesterday. Mm-hmm. And in the marriage counseling field, there's a conversation around the fact that sometimes our spouse is the one who gets it the worst.
It's true.
Because we've given up all of our good energy to the world all day long. And I'm divorced, and I've been through counseling before, and I experienced that myself as a person who had a job that required me to be on all day long. When I got home, I was tired of looking at people, talking to people, and we only have so much energy in a day. We do need to be conscious of that. There's a lot of conversation around leaving enough for the family, leaving enough for the people who love you the most when you get home, because it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's what I was saying. Like, the biggest problem I have is when I go home, when I do got some things on my mind, even if I've dumped it all in therapy, I just shut down, which is actually kind of difficult, too, because your wife would be like, what's wrong? You're not talking to her, you know?
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. And because both people in most families work, it's even worse, because all of the things that you have obligation to, your spouse, your children, managing your household, is like a pressure cooker. And I think that also attributes to the high divorce rate that we see today.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Mama.
So just a quick shout out. I also am a radio personality. I'm on In Touch News Radio. I have a show on Wednesday called Working Wednesdays. I'm a job coach. My brand is Miss D, the job coach. So okay. I love you guys. I listen to you every day. I follow you guys. I hit you on social media at Miss D, the job coach.
I knew you was in radio.
Thanks so much.
I knew you was in radio the way you kept saying our names. You was like,
absolutely.
Hey, DJ Envy. Hey, Angela Yee. Hey, Charlamagne Tha God. And that's a radio thing.
And thank you, Mama.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Hello, who's this?
It's Keyshawn.
Hey, Keyshawn. Good morning, bro.
What's going on with you?
Now, we're talking about, do you want your spouse to be fake happy at home?
No, I don't want her to be fake happy, although I understand what the young lady was saying. But greet her with kindness.
That's Nicki Giovanni, sir. She's 75 years old.
Not Nicki Minaj. Right. Nicki Giovanni.
I mean, she was young in that clip, but she's 75 years old.
All right, thank you for the information, Shala. Shala McGang. But anyway, I think she made a valid point by, you know what I'm saying, don't bring that stress home to me because I got to carry the load of it. Greet me with kindness, though, she's saying.
That's
but
real.
I don't like the fact that, you know, if you ask me and I have to greet you with kindness and I bottle my energy up and never share with you, then you'll blame me for not opening up to you. So it kind of like, I understand what she's saying, but at the same time, when you're in a relationship, you know, sometimes you're going to have to, I think you have to give it and then release it.
Yeah, absolutely time. Right. Yeah, that's my biggest problem is bottling up. And it's not because I'm bottling up because I don't want to share with my wife. I just don't want to bring that negative energy home. Like, sometimes you deal with these things in the world, you don't want to bring that in your house. You want to let it go for you walking your crib.
But you know what? The thing with my wife is, thank you for your call, bro. The thing with my wife is, she wants to know exactly what's going on. She wants to know what if I'm upset, what's making me happy, what the reason I'm acting. She wants to be a part of it. So whatever goes on in the world, that's good, bad, ugly, whatever, she wants to know.
Yeah, but if you came home upset every single day, she'd probably be like, all right, now.
Nah, she would want to know. She but definitely see, I believe
day, in the I'd be like, oh my God, get over it.
I believe in the law of energy, too. Energy is never lost or destroyed. It's merely transferred from one party to the next. So if I got all this negative energy in me, I'm just trying to release it.
Right.
I don't want to give it to my wife. You know what I'm saying? I don't want
maybe
her
she can help me release it.
Hey, well, don't threaten me with a good time.
You know what, man?
Okay, ask disgusting. Me what the moral of the story is, please.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is to love a person is to see all of their magic and to remind them of it when they're forgotten. Sometimes we forget who really loves us, and we have to remember that same good energy you give to people who don't like you, then you have to bring that good energy home as well.
All right, we got rumors coming up in minutes.
Well, since we're talking about work, what would you do for your job? Would you go out of your way to do whatever your boss needed you to do?
Like what?
I don't like what you said there.
Like what?
Talk about what documentary shows somebody who is willing to go all the way in.
Ooh, whoa.
Fire. What do boss say? Fire. Fire.
Oh my goodness. All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, where Lil Kodak at, man? I ain't seen Lil Kodak since the Breakfast Club interview.
I seen him in the studio with Khaled, I think, a couple days ago. Maybe a week ago, he was in the studio with Khaled. So you working?
Okay.
You working. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. And again, shout out to everyone. There's a lot of people that follow, watch, and listen to us in South Africa. I was there for the last couple of days. So shout out to you guys. I had an amazing time. Johannesburg, Durham. It was so great, man. I love it. If you've never been to South Africa and you ever get a chance to go, it's a long flight, but you will enjoy it. You will enjoy the air, the food, the culture, everything about it you will enjoy. I know a lot of people, when you think of South Africa, they think of Africa, they think of... everybody would say, is it got like the kids with the flies? No, it's not like that at all. It's not, I swear. This is like my 8th time going. I enjoy it so much. I go 2-3 times a year. I really, really love it. If you get a chance, you get to experience it. Please go. It's something like no other.
I already told you. As soon as iHeart starts iHeart Africa, I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'll be over there setting up shop. You ain't even got to worry about that. Mm-hmm. Right there in South Africa.
Absolutely.
It's a Tuesday that feels like a Monday because of the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
I keep thinking today's Monday and forgetting things I was supposed to do today. Like, oh, that's right. It's Tuesday. But I was in New Orleans over the weekend. It was a great time to be in New Orleans at first, and then it wasn't. After they actually lost,
they said you were the bad luck charm. They said they took you to the game.
I was not the bad luck charm. It was actually the ref's fault that the Saints lost. It felt like they were going to win. It was a home game. Everybody was extra hype. Walked over to the stadium from my hotel. It was amazing. People chanting, yelling, screaming. A lot of gold sequins, and then bang. Damn. Overtime.
Well,
lost.
That's the way life works.
Yeah.
And congratulations to y'all. We won Best Multicultural Podcast at the iHeart Podcast Award this past Friday.
Where's the award?
Why is it multicultural?
I have no idea. I guess that's their way of saying black.
Best black podcast.
Yeah. But I was hosting it with Bobby Bones and my man Mario Lopez. I didn't even know The Breakfast Club was a podcast until I looked on the iTunes charts and saw it's like top 5 in some category, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know. I didn't know it was a podcast either. Some people were like, a podcast? You guys are a syndicated show. And they said you got offended when Chelsea Handler called the show a podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that fight might have been fixed. I don't know if we deserved Best Multicultural Podcast.
Who would you give it to?
I think Two Dope Queens was in that category. I think The Reed was in that category. I would have definitely gave it to one of them over us. But life isn't fair, people. You know, okay?
We work here.
We work at iHeart. I'm sorry. It's the first annual.
Where is the award?
You should have showed up.
Did they give you one?
I guess they're going
to get awards for a lot of stuff, and they never actually give us the award.
You had something, or they just gave it to you. You had to get
it
back.
They hand it to you there. You give it back. Then they tell you they're going to send it, and they never send
it. Yes, but I am almost certain that next year the iHeart Podcast Awards will be super popping.
Where was it?
It was in Burbank, California at the iHeart Radio Theater.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, the theater at the station?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Whole fight was fixed, but so what? Drop one of Clues Bombs for goddamn the iHeart Podcast Awards. We won, baby!
Hey.
Oh, right. My gosh.
Hey. We won, damn it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we got rumors on the way.
Well, over the weekend, after I got back from my celebratory birthday weekend with Larry Morrow in New Orleans, I was like, let me watch this Fire Festival documentary. There's two of them out, one on Netflix, one on Hulu. I don't have Hulu, so I watched the one on Netflix.
There's two different ones?
Yeah, there's two different ones. There's the Fire Fraud one, and then there's this Fire Festival one. Now, the one on Hulu, it actually interviews Billy McFarlane, who's one of the founders alongside Ja Rule of the Fyre Festival, but they paid him for that interview. Netflix opted not to pay him, so he's not interviewed on this one. But there's a lot of great information. I mean, there was a lot. We actually almost endorsed the festival, just so y'all know. We almost flew out there. We almost endorsed it.
Nah, not me.
Listen, one of our salespeople, Joe, was in talks with them.
Not with me.
For us to endorse it.
You and Envy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know nothing about no Fyre Festival.
It looked good at first, and
no,
then they started falling apart.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
One of the most disastrous festivals, and you can watch everything unravel as you watch this documentary. But one thing stood out to me. Well, a couple of things stood out to me, and we'll get into that during the rumors. Just imagine your boss asked you to do something as despicable as what Billy asked one of his employees to do.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Fyre Festival.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, I was waiting for this documentary to come out, and this was all on the Fyre Festival. If you guys remember everything that happened with this, basically things spiraled out of control when Billy McFarlane and Ja Rule, who were co-founders of Fyre, actually tried to plan this huge concert in the Bahamas in Exuma, Great Exuma, and they just weren't prepared for the people that were supposed to come. It was a very high-end event. Prices for these villas that the people were promised and this luxurious event just actually ended up being a disaster.
There's a place in the Bahamas called Exuma?
Great Exuma. Exuma, it's an island.
I bet you the weather's
dry as hell.
And he
said that it was Pablo. I think he said Pablo Escobar used to own it. That's what Billy McFarlane was promoting it as. So as everybody tried to go to Fyre Festival, things went left. And the people who were working on the festival from behind the scenes talked about how they were running out of money and how it just was impossible to pull it off in the amount of time that they needed. In particular, one man, Andy King, he's an event production planner from New York, talked about how Billy McFarlane, who was his boss, wanted him to get this $175,000 custom fee waived. Here was the plan.
We had four 18-wheeler trucks filled with Evian water. And of course, Customs had said to Billy and the gang, you need to pay us $175,000 in cash today for us to release the water. Billy called and said, Andy, we need you to take one big thing for the team. You're our wonderful gay leader, and we need you to go down. Will you suck to fix this water problem?
What?
And I literally drove home, took a shower, I drank some mouthwash. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really, and I got into my car to drive across the island to take one for the team.
Wow.
Don't threaten Andy with a good time.
He was really,
wow.
Is that crazy that he really thought that he was going to have to do that and was ready to do it?
Okay, listen.
Wow. Let me hear this. Let's hear this. Wait, go ahead. What you gonna say?
Billy asked Andy a question.
Correct.
He gave him a choice. He told him what the situation was.
Okay.
He told him what he needed to do to handle the situation. Andy was ready to do it. I don't see the problem.
Would you do it?
I don't think anybody's boss should ask them to do something like that.
You didn't answer.
I agree with that, but he did.
Andy
decided that he wanted to do it. He gave him a choice. How is that a crime?
Would you have done it?
Pressure. That's crazy.
You didn't answer again. Go ahead.
I'm not even entertaining this.
I'm just asking a question.
Well, one thing that touched people's hearts was one woman who says that she ended up having to pay over $50,000 from her own savings, her entire savings.
Hold on. Now, did Andy suck the penis or
what? No, he didn't.
Is that all you care about? Okay, I'm just saying.
He didn't end up having to do it because they had a good conversation and they said you could pay after.
Firehead.
That
was Duval said. That was Duval talking about the fire.
Oh my goodness.
All right, now one thing that touched so a lot kiddish. Of people was a woman who lost her whole life savings, $50,000. She was feeding festival workers and fans that were stranded on the island, and she said that Ja Rule should pay her because the festival was a disaster and she never got paid. So just imagine she owns this restaurant. She's feeding these workers out of her own pocket, thinking that she is going to get paid after the fact, and it never happened. Marianne Roll said this.
I feel from the bottom of his heart he is sorry, because I don't know if he was aware of the pain and hard work that I went through, because, you know, he was in the front line of everything. If he's sorry, he should be donating something to me, because sorry is more than a word, it's an action. I would hope he donates $100,000 so I can bless some hurting folks here in the Bahamas who has worked also hard.
Ja Rule, if you don't get down there and perform always on time, if you don't get down there and throw a free concert immediately, you and Ashanti better do Foolish and What's My Name and all that other good stuff immediately.
Well, the fortunate thing is that she has raised almost $200,000 in a GoFundMe to get back.
Oh, so she got her bread back.
Yes, now, after this documentary, people saw it and felt bad, because just imagine, she's trying to do the right thing and now she lost everything.
Scan through that GoFundMe right now and see if there's a Jeffrey Atkins that has donated a little change.
There's people gonna
they actually
stop
did
it.
Look to see. Now, Ja Rule took the Twitter.
did my guy Ja donate?
Did he donate?
So far, it didn't seem that he had.
Ja! What are you doing?
Now, he was on Twitter. He said, I love how people watch a doc and think they have all the answers. I had an amazing vision to create a festival like no other. I would never scam or fraud anyone. What sense does that make? And you still don't know, ish. And, you know, people are telling him he should have been charged, too. And he said, it'd be your own people. And then he said, Hulu paid Billy. That money should have went to the people in the Bahamas. Netflix paid Jerry, which is a company that also did all the promo for the festival. The docs clearly have Billy at fault, but let's blame the rapper, LMAO, okay.
Did Andy get paid, though?
And what actually, Andy didn't end up getting all his money, to be truthful. He discusses that as well.
Yeah, how did he get his money and nobody else got paid?
I said he didn't.
Oh, he didn't. Okay.
Yeah, they didn't get their full money. Nobody did.
I just love how Billy told Andy, "You got to do a big favor for me."
Now, Ja Rule said, "I never made or got paid $1 from Fire, but everyone else did. I too was hustled, scammed, bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray."
I believe that. I believe he was bamboozled.
Somebody making a lot of money off this Fire Festival.
I don't think he would have did that on purpose.
Well, Billy's in jail.
Well, somebody making money off these documentaries. I know
yes,
that much.
Yes, they are. Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah, but somebody got to have the rights to it. They can't just make these documentaries.
You they paid them. You said yes, they paid all those people.
Where did they get the footage from? The footage had to come from somebody.
Well, you know what? They said there was definitely, if you watch the documentary, there was definitely an insider who was recording things and phone conversations, and they had a whole website dedicated to what was going on behind
That's
the scenes
what I'm saying.
That only a top-level executive would have known about.
Oh, so they knew it was
somebody got paid. Somebody that was involved with that Fire Festival got paid for these documentaries.
And I do believe with one of the documentaries, one of the companies that was involved in the festival actually also was involved in producing it. So, yes. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
And for the record,
all that to say, you guys should watch the doc.
And all that to say, Andy can get a job anywhere.
Why?
Because he's willing to go above and beyond the call of booty to get things done.
Fire.
You know what? Who you giving your donkey to?
Mike Pence.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Has he got fired?
I don't know. Might give me conversion shock therapy. Yes, Mike Pence.
All right.
Need to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, Charlamagne's going to give it to him. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Just don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Did she get donkey today? Please tell me.
Absolutely. I have become donkey of the day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey of the day for Tuesday, January 22nd, goes to Vice President Mike Pence. Now, Mike Pence was on CBS News trying to convince America that his boss, our celebrity in chief, Donald Trump, deserves funding for this wall that he wants to build. Now, hey, if America needs border security, cool. I'm not against it. But let's be clear. The only reason Donald Trump wants this wall is because it will be the only promise he's kept to his supporters, his base, since being in the White House. Okay, it's a symbol at the end of the day. And the whole government is shut down because of it. It's amazing how Trump can be so concerned about securing America's borders, but not realize that because of the government shutdown, security at America's airports is weak. Isn't that making us more vulnerable to terrorist attacks?
Anyway, Mike Pence was on CBS News, and he likened Donald Trump to the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and even used the Martin Luther King Jr. quote to push for this damn border wall. Let's hear it.
So what the president directed us to do is to reach out with rank and file Democrats in the House and in the Senate. And what the president presented yesterday really is an effort to bring together ideas from both political parties. I think it is an act of statesmanship on the president's part. And honestly, you know, the hearts and minds of the American people today are thinking a lot about it being the weekend where we remember the life and work of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But one of my favorite quotes from Dr. King was, "Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy." You think of how he changed America. He inspired us to change through the legislative process to become a more perfect union. That's exactly what President Trump is calling on the Congress to do. Come to the table in a spirit of good faith.
All right. Listen, the Washington Post has a great article I read yesterday written by Dana Milbank titled "The Uncanny Similarities Between President Donald Trump and Martin Luther King Jr." Sarcasm, ladies and gentlemen, but I'll read a few. She said J. Edgar Hoover's FBI investigated King. James B. Comey's FBI is investigating Trump. The National Security Agency eavesdropped on Martin Luther King Jr. Trump said he had his phones tapped by President Barack Obama. Martin Luther King Jr. wrote the famous letter from Birmingham jail. Many of Trump's former advisors are facing jail time. Martin Luther King Jr. was stabbed, stoned, firebombed, and shot, but Donald Trump believes no politician in history, and he says this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly. Martin Luther King Jr. imagined little black boys and girls would be holding hands with little white boys and girls. Donald Trump declared, "Look at my African-American over here." All right. Dana pointed out several more things in this Washington Post article. You should go read it. I just wanted to reference a few. Now, I understand it was MLK Jr. Day, so Mike Pence wanted to be on brand with the day. Okay, but no. All right. Martin Luther King Jr. was defined by civil disobedience. Trump thinks it's embarrassing for the country to allow protesters. All right. King believed passionately in nonviolence. Trump promised to pay the legal fees of people who knocked the crap out of protesters at his events. I am almost certain, okay, that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would not approve of Trump's border wall, because I don't see him wanting to put up a wall keeping out poor dark-skinned people. But that's just me, okay? As Martin Luther King Jr.'s son, Martin Luther King III, said,
"Now, Martin Luther King Jr. was a bridge builder, not a wall builder."
It's simple, right? One was a leader that built bridges. Another is a leader that wants to build a wall. Nah, Mike Pence. Give Vice President Mike Pence the biggest hee-haw, please.
The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about the Fyre Festival.
Fyre!
And this young man was asked something a little crazy by his boss. Let's hear it.
We had four 18-wheeler trucks filled with Evian water. And, of course, Customs had said to Billy and the gang, "You need to pay us $175,000 in cash today for us to release the water." Billy called and said, "Andy, we need you to take one big thing for the team. You're our wonderful gay leader, and we need you to go down. Will you suck to fix this water problem?" And I literally drove home, took a shower. I drank some mouthwash. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really, and I got into my car to drive across the island to take one for the team.
So 800-585-1051, what's the most over-the-top thing that your job has asked you to do?
Nothing like that.
What about you, Yi?
Oh my gosh. I mean, when I was an intern, nothing over-the-top, but it would always be like little things that I felt like, why am I picking up dry cleaning and walking dogs and doing stuff like that? But I don't think that's over-the-top. That's just going above and beyond, but not like what Andy King was asked. No one's ever asked me to do that.
What about you, Charlamagne?
I used to work for Wendy Williams, so I could write a book.
He's like, similar story.
No. Just similar story. Just tell us one.
Similar to Andy.
You have to suck what?
Give me a few years. I'll write a book. Okay.
Is that mouthwash?
All right. I think here at Power was I had to go up in that crane thing to
the
billboard.
Our first billboard we got.
They first put our first billboard up, and I'm definitely afraid of heights, and had to go up in that big ass crane to go to the top of that billboard. I didn't have to do it.
You felt like you couldn't say no.
They asked me to do it, and I made a choice. That's why I don't see the problem even with
you know, Billy asking Andy to take one big thing for the team.
There's a big difference between going up in a crane and giving someone oral sex.
But he told Andy the problem. He told him the solution. And Andy made a choice. We got to stop acting like adults don't have choices. If I would be, if I was Andy, I'd be offended that Billy just
know,
that Billy know I'm ready to suck a if,
you can't say that.
If Billy would have asked a woman to do that, would that have been
very disrespectful?
Okay, so why is that okay that he asked? It's not okay.
It's not okay. Clearly he know Andy.
It's not okay.
Clearly he know what Andy about.
It doesn't matter. It's not okay.
I've never been asked to do anything crazy, but I did ask an intern to do something crazy
for me
one time.
Yeah, I remember that. That was disrespectful.
What did you ask the intern to do?
She had a choice. Before anybody takes it so far, remember, calm down. Calm down. You sound crazy. I stepped in dog poo. You remember that? And we had a photo shoot, and I asked her, was
she kindly... We did not have a photo shoot.
Was she kindly... Clean my sneaker.
He made her clean the poo off of his
sneaker.
Who
hurt
you, Andy? So disrespectful.
Who hurt you? Who did that to you?
And
that
then
you
he
felt
was like, well,
you
I gave her
$10.
Yeah.
Who hurt you?
I gave her more than 10. But I asked. We had to do a show. We were live.
We didn't have anything to do.
We was on air.
You just stepped in dog poo and asked someone to do that. We didn't have a shoot. It was
who hurt
a show.
You?
Nobody hurt me, but I said thank you.
Listen, I think that if anything, Billy would be fired for asking something inappropriate, right?
He can't get fired. He's a boss.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying that's still an inappropriate request. Like, that's something that you could report
to HR. You can't ask that. Yes, absolutely.
But if I ask you to do it, if you're my employee and I ask you to do it, and you decide you want to do it, that's kind of like, I gave you a choice. I didn't put a gun to your head.
You can't do that. Let's go to the phone.
That's not in my job description.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what up, y'all? Good morning. My name's Lenny, man.
Leonard. Now, what's the most over-the-top thing your job asked you to do, bro?
Yo, back in the day, I used to work for Burger King and whatnot, and this lady had came in. She had mad kids, so one of her her son went to the bathroom. He was in there for a minute. You know, she was talking about he didn't feel good or whatnot. I think he had a stomach virus. So he had came out and told her he had an accident, so I'm thinking either he peed or whatever the case may be. Yeah, it's crazy. So I go in the bathroom. He done threw up, and he had all over the toilet. So my boss is like, well, you know, customers are coming in. I'm going to need you to clean that up. And I'm like, yo, y'all bugging. I quit right then and there.
You ain't clean it up?
Yo, come on. Come on, MVP series.
Damn.
Okay.
We working now. We working now.
I work for a plant called Shaw.
Let me ask you a question. Why you couldn't clean up that little boy Dookie?
I wouldn't want to do that either. That's just...
Look, Charlamagne, look, it wasn't no little bit of Dookie. He had a stomach virus.
Oh, got you.
Everywhere and then turn around and doodle everywhere.
Was cleaning Dookie and throw up in your job description?
No.
No, it wasn't. I was there to make fries and flip burgers.
Oh, got you. True.
Now clean up doo-doo.
800-585-1051. What's the most over-the-top thing your job asked you to do? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking the Fyre Festival.
Fyre.
Now, during the Fyre Festival, this young man was asked to do something.
Andy was asked by Billy.
Why do you call him a young man? He's a grown man.
Say their names. Andy was asked by Billy.
Andy was asked by Billy to suck some.
To take one big thing for the team.
Right. Well, here, let's play the audio.
We had 4 18-wheeler trucks filled with Evian water. And, of course, Customs had said to Billy and the gang, you need to pay us $175,000 in cash today for us to release the water. Billy called and said, Andy, we need you to take one big thing for the team. You're our wonderful gay leader, and we need you to go down. Will you suck to fix this water problem? And I literally drove home, took a shower. I drank some mouthwash. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really, and I got into my car to drive across the island to take one for the team.
So the question is 800-585-1051, what's the most overtop thing that your job has asked you to do?
I think I would be offended if Andy was offended. Andy didn't sound offended at all. Like, Andy told us how he got ready. Like, did we have to know he went home and got mouthwash?
I know, it was very specific.
Does mouthwash make the experience better?
Why you want to know?
I'm just asking.
Okay.
All That's right. respectful. All right. Goggle before you do that to me.
Hello, who's this?
This is Terica.
Hey, Terica. What's the most over-the-top thing that your job asked you to do?
Deal with irate customers and employees.
Where you work at, first of all?
At Kelly Services.
Okay, so that's part of your job every day, though.
Right, exactly.
So you customer service?
Yes.
That ain't too crazy.
That ain't crazy. You ask you to do your job?
That's a hard job, though. I'm not going
to
lie.
They asking you to do your job. It's customer service.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing, Preston?
Hey, what's up, man? What's the most over-the-top thing your job asked you to do?
Well, it didn't really ask me. I guess you could say I took the initiative.
So
we were overseas, right?
Uh-oh.
There's this really, really mean lady.
Oh,
who was
boy.
Not letting us get our job done, basically. I'm probably about 23, 24 at the time. She's probably, you know, 49, 50-ish. Well, anyway, to make her happier, I guess you'd say, and, you know, let's get our job done, you know, I went ahead, you know, knocked the rocks off a couple times.
You took a dab?
After that, man, call it.
So she gets, you had a choice. You had a choice.
Yes, I did.
And you chose to sleep with that woman.
Yes, I did.
All right, then. Yes, so don't act like that's some over-the-top thing.
My goodness. All right, bro. Brooke.
Yo.
What's the most over-the-top thing your job asked you to do, bro?
They told me not to let any black people in the club.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, I was the only black person that worked there.
Damn, what club was this?
This was Ainsworth on 11th and 3rd.
Damn. So that's crazy. So what did you do? Did you stay working there or did you quit?
Tell the truth.
Well, the dude that put me on, I ain't wanna make him look bad because, you know, he gave me the job there. So I told him I was about to leave. I'm like, nah, I'm leaving. And he told me not to let no black people in. So he was just bummed out. He was like, yo, do what you got to do. But in the same breath, I can afford not to work at a spot like that. I didn't know if he could. So I was just more like, nah, I'm gonna stick it out. But I told him I don't ever want to work there again. And he understood. But that was just crazy to me.
Wow, that's crazy. And I've been to that Ainsworth.
Nah, it's no good.
Damn.
Okay, good to know.
All right, thank you, bro. All right, what's the moral of the story, guys?
I don't know what the moral of the story is.
The moral of the story is you should not have to put yourself in a compromising position for your job.
That I agree with. I always feel that way. I feel like you should never put yourself in a compromising position for a position.
Going above and beyond is different than actually compromising your morals.
I do think Billy and Andy's situation is just a tad bit different.
Why?
Only because Billy called Andy. He didn't pressure Andy. He didn't tell Andy you're going to get fired if you don't do X, Y, and Z. He told Andy the situation, told him what can fix the situation, and Andy went home and gargled and was ready to go.
My goodness.
That's just a little bit different to me.
All right, guys. All right.
Don't sound offended. Did he get offended in that? I didn't see the documentary.
He kind of shocked, and he also sounded like he couldn't believe himself.
I'm mad that Andy didn't ask no questions because I need to know who.
What question would you ask?
I want to know who did Billy negotiate with.
How do you know this is even going to work?
Did they ask you?
Because imagine he went and did that, and then they still didn't release the water.
Yeah, so whoa. Hey, if I don't release,
this water don't get released.
This water don't get released. Okay.
You guys are disgusting, man. We got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to be talking about Cardi B versus Tommy Lauren. You know whose side we're on. I mean, the fight is fixed here, but ridiculousness. Also, Adrian Broner versus Manny Pacquiao. Find out what happened after the fight.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report, rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, who watched the fight over the weekend? Adrian Broner versus Manny Pacquiao.
I seen it.
Looks like Adrian Broner didn't do such a great job. I didn't see the fight.
He got his
traveling.
He got handled. Pacquiao kicked his ass.
Okay, well, Adrian Broner, of course, was not happy about that. And after the fight, he had an opportunity to discuss with Showtime's Jim Gray, and here's what happened.
Everybody out there know I beat him. I controlled the fight. He was missing. I hit him clean more times. I beat him.
Less than 8 punches was the most punches that you had in the round, and it seemed as though you couldn't get
it
close enough.
Like, it already sounded like you was against me. So I already ain't got a fair shake talking to you. But let me talk some. Let me let y'all know. I want to thank the whole hood who came out here. I love y'all. I did this for the hood. Y'all know I beat that boy. What they trying to do is they trying to get that money again with Pacquiao and Floyd. But it's cool.
Listen, that was scary to watch. It was scary because as I'm watching that fight, I'm watching Adrian look at the clock as if all I got to do is make it through this round. He was in his corner asking his people, I won that round, right? To be so delusional to think you won that fight is scary. Like, it's scary. It's scary to think, to know that there's people out there who don't see reality the way the rest of us see reality.
No, it's sad because he has talent. And didn't Jay-Z offer him $50 million at one time?
I forgot how much it was.
And he told Jay-Z the SMD?
That was terrible. Uh-huh. Well, he also had this to say about who he could be in a fight right now.
You're 3-3-1 in your last 7 fights. What will you do next?
Hey, I'm 3-3-1 my last 7, but I'll be 7-0 against you.
Whoa.
That means absolutely nothing, Adrian Broner. And if we're being technical, he's lost 2 of his last fights and he had a draw. Yeah, so the last 3 fights were 2 losses and a draw.
He said, I will be champion again. I feel great. I'm going back to the gym. And until my next fight date, I'm going to spend some of these M's I just made. Hashtag still winning.
Adrian Broner got one more probably big fight on a big stage. And that's that people might fall for that. Like maybe a
You think so?
A Keith Thurman match or something like that. Mm. Other than that, nah.
Isn't Keith Thurman fighting this weekend?
Is he?
I don't know. I thought so.
I don't know.
All right. Now, let's discuss Tiffany Haddish. She was at the post-fight press conference they had after the fight, and she actually made Adrian Broner laugh, even though he just lost.
Tiffany Haddish saw such news. She made it.
What up, buddy?
Gang gang.
Oh, God.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Can you hook your girl up with a Fashion Nova outfit?
You got whatever you want, man. Hey, and I'm going to let you know, just like I came out and performed and I didn't get it, I didn't get the decision. Keep your head up, girl.
Oh, boy, don't trip on me because she ready and she winning. I'll be in here in Vegas next week tearing it up. Don't play with me.
Tiffany, like, look, I got booed. You got beat. It's a difference, okay?
He is wearing Fashion Nova, though. A lot of Fashion Nova in there.
I'm sure they cut the check.
He was wearing Fashion Nova and Goose Country. No, he wore Fashion Nova in the ring, too.
He did, in the ring, yeah, in the weigh-in.
But is that a good endorsement when you lose?
I mean, it's publicity, people talking about it.
Is it a good endorsement when you lose?
People talking about it. That's all that matters.
And just so you know, Keith Thurman is fighting this weekend.
He is.
At the Barclays in Brooklyn.
Okay.
FYI. All right, Manny Pacquiao's house got broken into also during the fight.
Broner gonna get that belt one way or the other, damn it.
He was in Vegas, of course, at the time. You know what they do, they check it out and see, because this is in L.A., they know he's not gonna be around.
Gang.
That's the time that stuff like that happens.
Okay, you beat my guy, we gonna rob your house.
Sheesh.
Okay, Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda is in talks now with Disney. He's going to be writing an animated musical which features a young Latina heroine. So that should be pretty nice. Forget Cinderella, Snow White, and all of that. Now we could possibly have a beautiful young Latina heroine.
Okay.
True. All right, so
dropping
we'll keep
a cool
you
bomb for Lin-Manuel Miranda. I'm here for that.
Miranda.
What'd I say?
Miranda.
I did?
Yeah.
Miranda.
All right, now.
It's too late now.
Let's talk about Cardi.
Is she on Sex in the City?
Cardi B versus Tommy Lauren. Now, Cardi B had posted this Instagram about Donald Trump and the shutdown.
Trump is now ordering, as in summoning, federal government workers to go back to work without getting paid. Now, I don't want to hear y'all motherfuckers talking about, oh, but Obama shut down the government for 17 days. Yeah, bitch, for health care. So your grandma could check her blood pressure and you bitches could go check your in the gynecologist with no motherfucking problem. Our country is in a hellhole right now, all for a wall. I feel like we need to take some action. I don't know what type of action, bitch, because this is not what I do, but bitch, I'm scared.
What'd she say wrong?
Nothing. But Tommy Lauren said, looks like Cardi B is the latest genius political mind to endorse the Democrats. Ha, keep it up, guys. Hashtag MAGA2020. Well, Cardi B responded, leave me alone. I will dog walk you. There you go.
Mad people was Googling dog walking over the weekend.
Yeah,
I wish people would learn from me. We have to stop making people like Tommy Lauren.
That's what
famous.
She wanted. She wanted to say something
exactly.
About Cardi B so that Cardi B would respond. So then
she's
that helped
troll.
Her followers.
She feeds off this kind of attention. That's why she adds all these people and hopes that they will respond. This is what keeps her relevant. Cardi did something this week that I love. She used her platform to big up Sean King, Tamika Mallory. Mm-hmm. She even put me and Snoop in there in regard to the people who be saying things we need to hear. Let's do more of that as opposed to feeding the trolls like Tommy.
Right, because she feeds off of that.
She loves it.
Like a gremlin. Okay, Erykah Badu.
don't feed her after midnight. Don't tweet her after midnight, okay?
Erykah Badu had to explain some comments that she made when she was performing in Chicago. She stopped a performance at one point and said this about R. Kelly.
I don't know how everybody else feel about it, but I'm putting up a prayer right now for R. I hope he sees the light of day if he's done all those things that we've seen on TV.
And I should have shared that shit 20 years ago. Y'all knew better. Come on now.
Would y'all say, that's not love? What if one of the people that assaulted by R. Kelly grows up to be an offender? We going to crucify them? I mean, how do we do this?
No, this is not.
Now, let me play White Devil's Advocate for a minute.
Go ahead.
Didn't Erica send a tweet out? What was the tweet she said?
Yeah, she cleared it up in a tweet because obviously she got a lot of backlash. Mm-hmm. Anything having to do with that. She said, I love you unconditionally. That doesn't mean I support your poor choices. I want healing for you and anyone you have hurt as a result of you being hurt. Is that strange to you? That's all I've ever said. Anything else has been fabricated or taken out of context.
I understand what she's saying. And people confuse me being mad at Erykah Badu because Christianity is the largest religion in America, right? Isn't that the Christian way? Isn't that what the Bible tells you to do? Yeah, love your enemies, pray for those who hurt you, forgive those who attack, be kind to all.
Well, she didn't say forgive them.
Not return evil for evil, do
she
good to
healing.
Those who hate
yeah, she
you.
She didn't say forgive them now.
Well, same difference.
It does practice forgiveness.
But isn't that all under that whole
umbrella of Christianity?
I think people don't want R. Kelly to be seen as a victim, regardless of what happened to him in his life. It doesn't justify his behavior.
I think part of it is that he also hasn't acknowledged that he's done anything wrong.
Yeah, you can't forgive somebody that can't acknowledge somebody
that
does
something
wrong.
That's the main thing. He won't even say, okay, I was wrong for this. I, too, was a victim and realized that I'm wrong. He still has women in the house. That's what the real issue is.
I agree. It just bugs me out when I see people who, like, worship the Bible and, it's, you know, that the Bible says, I think... love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, pray for those who persecute you. Like, it's all under that umbrella of forgiveness and whatever. I just think it's weird when they attack Erica, but then open their Bibles. And
okay,
say,
and just so
y'all
know, the Oscar nominations are in. They just got released. Oscar nominations.
We can tell you about that after the mix.
Tracee Ellis Ross got 24. Well, she was nominated in 24 categories.
Tracee Ellis Ross got 24 Oscar nominations?
Or not, it says nominations, and I'm just
what
now
movie was
this?
Tracee Ellis Ross in the Oscar nominations?
Let's talk about it when we come back. Let's get all the information when we get back, all right? Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Let's go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, the Oscar nominations are in.
Yes, actually, Tracee Ellis Ross was revealing what the Oscar nominations were, so okay. She let you know.
Because I was like...
What movie
was Tracee Ellis Ross in that she got 24 nominations?
That's what happens. I got this information in real time. All right, so they're saying Bohemian Rhapsody got a lot of nominations. They're going ahead without a host. Obviously, we knew that for the first time in nearly three decades after Kevin Hart stepped down.
Mm-hmm.
So, for Best Picture, we have Black Panther, A Star is Born, Roma, The Favorite, Vice, Bohemian Rhapsody, Green Book, and Black Klansman. For Best Actress, Glenn Close for The Wife, Lady Gaga, A Star is Born, Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, Olivia Colman for The Favorite, and Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me? And Best Actor, Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born, Viggo Mortensen for Green Book, Willem Dafoe for At Eternity's Gate, and Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. So those are some of the biggest categories.
I don't give a damn about the Oscars. I will not be watching. I don't even know when the Oscars comes on.
Black Panther got nominated, though. You don't want to see Black Panther win some Oscars?
I saw Black Panther 20 times. I watched it 4 in the theaters, and I've watched it 16 times at home. Okay?
Why so many? You loved it that much?
Yes.
They got nominated for Best Original Score, Best Original Song category.
A guy owned the soundtrack. So regardless of whether or not they win a gold statue from the white man, Black Panther is an amazing movie.
Do you wear the costume all the time when you watch it? It seems like you do.
Nah. I like Black Panther. I mean, I'm a Marvel head. I watch all those movies.
When's the last
time
you put the costume on, bro?
I don't. I'm getting a mannequin to put in my my man cave downstairs. I'm getting the mannequin, and I'm going to dress the costume up in the mannequin. Same thing with my Iron Man costume from last year, too. So I'm going to have Black Panther in one corner, Iron Man in the other corner. And I'm trying to get me a life-size Storm. So if anybody out there has a life-size Storm life-size statue,
mm-hmm.
I will buy it.
Okay? How much?
I mean, you know.
What you gonna do for it?
What you gonna start?
I know somebody that got one.
For real?
What you gonna do for it?
I gotta do what Andy was offering.
That's right. You gotta do what Andy. You gonna do what Andy was supposed to do?
I might for a Storm statue.
Oh, my goodness.
For a storm statue, I might.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Positive note, when we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout out again to everybody out in South Africa that listens and watches us on YouTube. I had a great time out there.
All right. And shout out to my guy, Larry Murrow. You know, I do my birthday party with him every single year in New Orleans. It's always absolutely crazy. This year, Meek Mill was there and Fab was there hosting as well. So I'm still recovering.
Shout out to Larry.
I got a detox after all that good food in New Orleans. I was like, anything I'm not supposed to eat, I'm eating it this weekend.
And salute to iHeartRadio. They had their first ever iHeart Podcast Awards this past Friday. I hosted that with my man Bobby Bones and Mario Lopez and Holly Fry. And it was a great event. And I know that next year, everybody and their mama is going to want to be at the iHeart Podcast Awards. Because that right there is like solidifying podcasts as a real medium.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're awarding people in that space who deserve to be awarded. Now, I feel like they should have had a Best Hip-Hop Podcast category because I feel like Joe Budden should have been nominated and Nori should have been nominated with Drink Champs. I feel like It's The Real and Rap Radar should have been nominated. But we can work on that for next year. But congratulations to us.
Yeah, we won.
Because we won Best Multicultural Podcast. I didn't even know. See, it's kind of cheating with us, though, because we do radio.
So we still work hard, though.
Yeah, but we do radio, and then they turn the radio show into a podcast. So therefore, you know.
We won.
We have a lot of things that cause people to go listen to our podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, I think that award should have went to somebody who actually does podcast for a living all the time.
We do podcasts for a living all the time.
Yeah, but none of our podcasts were nominated. And we were in the same category with The Read and Two Dope Queens. Two Dope Queens and The Read podcast, way more popping than Breakfast Club.
Give
you
a trophy back.
Why?
He didn't even have it.
Life isn't fair.
I want to pass this
on. Now life isn't fair.
Life isn't fair. You think if I was you think the Rams are out here saying, hey, yeah, let the Saints go to the Super Bowl. We need to pass interference. No. Sometimes things don't go your way.
See.
All right?
I'm with you. And happy birthday to Michaela.
Hey, yes. Happy born day, Michaela.
She's a singer.
She works up here, and it's her birthday.
I don't know what the hell Michaela does.
She sings.
That's my niece. She's
no,
a nice,
up here, he meant.
She's a nice young lady. I like Michaela a lot.
She's
happy
an executive
born day.
Assistant, right?
Yes.
I don't really mess with her, though, too much, because she went to Howard, though, but...
Oh, my God, stop it.
She's 26 years old.
Cool, though.
I'm going to tell you what. If Kamala Harris becomes the first... Black woman president of the United States of America. First, she'd be the first woman president, but right. First black woman president.
Right.
That's the most famous alumni from Howard ever, and Hampton's done out here.
Yeah, you right.
Like, y'all done. Like, you ain't even got nothing to say. Every time you argue with somebody from Howard, all they gotta be like, yeah, but we got the first black woman president, though.
You right.
Then what can you say?
I'm just gonna start putting some Howard stuff up here next to my Hampton stuff.
You ain't got no choice.
And then just start saying
your
HBCU.
President is from Howard University, possibly. Woo, that's hard for, that would be hard for a Hampton alumni.
I'm voting for it, too.
You don't have to. You could be real petty. H-U! And then when she loses by like 500 votes, you're like, H-U!
H-U!
You
stupid, all right. Man.
Okay.
Yeah, we got the positive note.
Oh, the positive note is simply this on this fine Tuesday. The first step to getting what you want is having the courage to get rid of what you don't.
But what you gonna do for that storm costume, though?
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.